She didn't just fall off that stool. I know she didn't, Olivia Honeycutt said for the third time. Alma Gordon was sorry she'd come. The Friday after the funeral, the Fog ladies decided to gather at Olivia Honeycutt's, not to play their usual cards, but to share memories about Muriel Bridge. They drove over to Mrs. Honeycutt's building in Frances Noonan's car, like they did every Friday. As soon as Mrs. Honeycutt settled them in with their drinks, however, she embarked on this tirade about foul play. Foul play, which meant a killer. In their building. Oh, why hadn't she stayed home?
Tommy said there was blood everywhere.
Enid Carmichael downed half her glass of iced tea and licked her lips, smearing her orange-red lipstick. Was Enid not afraid of anything?
Olivia Honeycutt! Why must you see blackness in everything? Her time had come.
Harriet Flynn stood to try to end the discussion.
She pulled her sweater over her shoulders, and Mrs. Gordon smelled mothballs.
The sweater was mustard-colored, and Mrs. Gordon thought it made Mrs. Flynn's skin look sallow. A pink sweater would be just the thing. Mrs. Gordon had a pink sweater she could give her that was too snug, but would fit Harriet just fine. But Harriet might think she was criticizing. She wouldn't want Harriet to feel bad. Better to say nothing. Mrs. Flynn was moving quickly now, taking her glass into Mrs. Honeycutt's small kitchen. Harriet Flynn was skinny, but she sure had energy when she wanted to. Mrs. Gordon herself felt too weak to stand with all this talk of blood. The kitchen was mustard-colored, just like Mrs. Flynn's sweater, Mrs. Gordon noticed. What decade had that been in style? San Francisco apartment buildings were timeless classics on the outside, but the renovations inside were definitely dated. Their apartments were all so old, like them. Mrs. Honeycutt continued on.
Muriel prided herself on her legs. You remember how she said she had dancer's legs. And if it hadn't been for her mother never wanting to pay for tap lessons, she could have been a Rockette.
I took tap dancing when I was young. It was the thing in those days, Mrs. Carmichael said.
Mrs. Flynn sputtered,
A Rockette? Skimpy little outfits no better than Hugh Hefner's Playboy bunnies. She wanted to be a Rockette?
Not wanted to be a Rockette. Just had the legs for it, Mrs. Honeycutt said.
I saw the Rockettes' Christmas show once with Bill, and they were fabulous, said Mrs. Noonan. Good old Frances Noonan, Mrs. Gordon thought. Always seeing the good in everything.
Supporting theater like that is like supporting pornography, Mrs. Flynn said.
Oh, I don't know. They did have a live nativity scene at the end, full of religion and holiday spirit, Mrs. Noonan grinned.
I think they even put their clothes back on for that number.
Mrs. Flynn glared at her.
Oh dear, Alma Gordon put in.
Ladies, ladies.
Mrs. Honeycutt tapped her hand on the table.
You're straying from the point. The point is, Mrs. Bridge may not have died a natural death.
Her low voice made the words sound even more sinister to Alma. Mrs. Carmichael piped up, her mouth full of cheese balls.
Mr. Glenn would be all for that. You should have heard him the day of the funeral.
Enid Carmichael, please swallow before you talk. Seeing all that cheese ball is not appetizing in the least, Harriet Flynn said.
Mrs. Honeycutt continued, as if they hadn't spoken.
Muriel Bridge may not have fallen. We cannot ignore this just because it isn't pleasant.
Mrs. Noonan looked like she'd had enough. It's not that it isn't pleasant, it's that it's ludicrous.
Ludicrous?
Mrs. Honeycutt looked around the table. In her raspy voice, she said,
Then what about Mrs. Tallwyn?
Oh dear, squeaked Alma.
She couldn't help herself. Why was Olivia Honeycutt bringing up Mrs. Tallwyn?